Good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning, I have with me Jim Melville from FS here in town. Jim, welcome to the show.
How are you? I'm doing well, but glad you invited me on.
Well, glad to have you. And you are a supporter of the radio station, which we appreciate, Jim. I'll tell you that. We appreciate your support, we definitely like supporting you, for sure. Jim, so tell me, you've been here at Jerseyville at FS, at this facility, for a couple years?
Yeah, it's going on 4 years now. Oh. We'll have been here 4 years in June. Time slips by pretty fast.
So what have you done in the past? Where'd you grow up at?
Okay, well, I'm from Southern Illinois. Grew up in DuQuoin, Illinois.
Okay.
Just north of Carbondale. And made my way around some different facilities with FS.
Did you start working for S at a young age?
Yes, I did. Back as right around 25 years old. And started in Benton, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And as an energy specialist, selling and delivering fuels and propane. And from there, I went to Shelbyville, Illinois, and spent several years there in sales and management. From there, I went to Decatur, Illinois, and worked as a sales manager.
Uh-huh.
From then, right around 2000, I went to St. Clair Service Company down at Belleville and became St. Clair Service Company's general manager. So then I was there for about 17 years, and then here I am.
All right. So did you, what kind of schooling did you have? Did you go to college or anything?
Yeah, I went to Wren Lake College down in Southern Illinois, south of Mount Vernon. I have a degree in agribusiness from there, and then I have an ag education degree from SIU Carbondale.
So did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I sure did. My parents' farm is in Altamont, Illinois, over by Effingham.
I see. Were you grain farmers or animal?
Mostly grain, and my uncle had a dairy farm, so did quite a bit of work there. Spent a lot of time baling hay in the summertime as a young man.
Do you know Jeremy LaPlante?
Yes.
Yeah, he's had experience milking cows for sure. Now he's into doing stocks and bonds and stuff.
But right.
If you ever see him, you have to ask him about his history.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So went to school, and you're a family man.
Sure. Yeah, my wife Susan and I live here in town.
Yeah.
We have two grown children, one that lives in Washington, Missouri, my son, and he's married and has a daughter, our granddaughter, Grace. She's four, turned four yesterday,
yeah.
So she's our only granddaughter, or grandchild. And then my daughter lives in Dallas, Texas, with her husband, and she's been down there since June. Prior to that, she lived in Denver for about 5 years.
Huh. So you and your wife, Susan, high school sweethearts?
We met right after college.
Yeah?
Yep.
What was your first date like? Do you remember that?
Well, yeah.
What happened?
Well, we went to the movies, and the way it turned out, just on the timing, she teases me about this, says I'm a tightwad, because I didn't take her to dinner. We just went straight to the movies. So I've never heard the end of that.
Oh, boy. I hear you. Well, it was a good movie, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
What was the movie? You remember?
Yeah, it was the one with John Candy. I think it was The Great Outdoors, actually.
Okay.
Yep. It was in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
So What's your official title at FS?
The general manager.
General manager. Mm-hmm. And what are your daily duties there?
Well, I basically oversee the entire company of Tri-County FS. We have a board of directors that comprises of 10 different farmer representatives in the three counties, and I report to the board of directors, and then in turn, all of the employees report to me. So I'm in charge of all the day-to-day operations of the cooperative.
So Tri-County FS, is there an owner of Tri-County FS?
The owners are the stockholders of the company. So, okay. And the stockholders are stockholders because they purchase products from us. So we are a cooperative. When we have a profit, we pay patronage. And when we pay patronage, part of it is in cash, part of it is in stock.
I see. And do we have stockholders around here?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Great. So anybody can be a stockholder? No.
Well, if you're a Farm Bureau member and you buy from us,
you can be a stockholder.
Yes.
Well, that's
right. And then we turn our stock every 7 years. In other words, you can cash it in after 7 years of ownership.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good system.
It's worked very well.
Great. Who are the customers of Tri-County FS? Who all do you cover? Who do you service? I know you service farmers.
Obviously, the main customer is, you know, crop production customers. The main line products there are fertilizer, crop protection products, and seed, as well as diesel fuel and propane to the farm. But along with that, we have, well, even just with propane, we have a lot of non-farm customers because obviously a lot of people that live out in the rural areas purchase propane to heat their home. And then also we have a turf division. And so we call that FS Lawn Care. And so we provide services to homeowners to maintain their lawn.
I think you take care of our lawns.
Okay.
Yeah.
With weed control and fertilizer, and like to try to keep it nice and pretty and green. And
well, you and should no know what lines. You're doing.
As well,
much
we
background
try.
As you have, you guys should know it. let's touch on a few things. Now you've got Fuel 24, all right, and at Fuel 24, now that's down County Road, right, east on County Road,
right?
Okay, and there you handle. It's nice and big where you can pull in big trucks and gas up. And what else do you have there?
Well, that's both a Fuel 24 facility as well as a tire shop. We sell and service tires to anyone who wants to buy from us. The Fuel 24, the reason it's called Fuel 24 or Fast Stop is because anybody can come and purchase fuel there. As long as they have a credit card, or we issue a Fuel 24 card to our customers. Some people don't understand that, but anybody can come in there and buy as long as you have a credit card.
All right. But so you don't take cash?
Well, we do, but
only when you're open or when the
store's
open.
Right, only when the tire shop is open.
I see. Yeah. What are the times that you're open there at the tire shop?
We're open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then we're open again on Saturday morning.
And you do car tires, truck tires, tractor tires?
Yes.
All that.
We service all of those vehicles there at the shop, and then we do have an on-farm tire service. We have two service trucks that'll go out and change tires, provide roadside assistance, and that type of thing. That it's getting to be we're one of the few suppliers of that service in the county. One of the other things that's unique to the Fuel 24 is that we provide E15 gasoline for our customers. E15 essentially is gasoline with 15% ethanol, and not a lot of people realize this, but pretty much every gas station in the area, Illinois, Missouri, most all gasoline contains 10% ethanol.
I see.
And so what we've chose to do is to market E15, which is 15% ethanol, and you can use it just like the other fuel.
I can use it in my lawnmower?
You could use it in your lawnmower. It's more geared towards passenger cars or pickup trucks. Any pickup truck newer than a 2002, you can use E15 in it. So pretty much anything 2002 or newer, you can use E15 in. It's just that you can't really buy that at too many places. We are an agricultural cooperative, so yes, we are promoting our customers' product.
I see.
And there is some advantages both for the farmer in that regard, as well as for the consumer, because it's priced a little bit less.
Yes. How much is it usually less?
It usually runs about 15 cents a gallon less.
That's a lot, 15
now,
cents.
Now, I will tell you that you may lose 1% of fuel economy, but if you figure on $3 gas, which is pretty close to where we're at today.
Right.
If you lose 1% efficiency, that's a value of 3 cents per gallon.
True.
But the E15 is priced 15 cents a gallon less, so you're actually would be picking up roughly 12 cents a gallon.
I see.
By using that product.
Yeah.
So there's a good advantage to doing that.
Yeah, and it's an easy in, easy out location, and not far off of Highway 67.
Right.
You know, just down the road, and in and out.
Yep.
So do you do truck testing there too?
We do. We do. Yeah, we have a full service truck testing lane there as well.
You know, I know you said you sell propane, but I remember you dropping off an acetylene tank. Do you handle acetylene and items like that too?
We do up in Carrollton, but not here in Jerseyville.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fertilizers, is that pretty big for you?
That's probably our biggest product line, probably our most highest sales dollar item in the company. Mostly, you know, your N, P, and K fertilizers that are just standard use on the farm.
Well, fertilizer, crop protection, seed, those items that you sell, what's your pitch? Why FS maybe can service the farmer as good or better than the competition?
Well, we try to have first-in-class equipment and people and products. We're not necessarily the cheapest supplier out there, but we try to be the best. And I always look at it as my job is to make sure that when the phone rings and one of our customers needs something, that there's somebody on that end of the phone that can take care of whatever it is that they need. in an efficient manner on a timely basis with a quality product and a good person showing up on their farm. So, and we strive to be the best.
Well, Jim, it sounds like you're into detail.
We try.
Yes, and that's good. I think that's the key to a successful business, the details. And then you also do lawn care. Is that correct? I know, you, like you said, you do lawn care and you cover the whole, all the whole Tri-County. Anybody wants it and you can do it, and you got a pretty good crew for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got quite a crew. We've got some people, the people that head that up, Tom Lorsbach in particular.
Calhoun boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an expert in that.
Is he?
Yeah. In that line. I mean, if he could tell you everything you need to know about grass seed and any kind of problem in your lawn or with a tree, he could almost put you to sleep. He might tell you more than you need to know. But, but the point is, he's an expert and he's an answer man. When somebody has a problem,
well, that's good to know.
He and his staff can take care of it.
So if somebody has a question, like I got this tree that's got this fungus on it, and it's a big, beautiful tree. So if I needed to call Tom, he could come by and look at it and tell me what I got to do to fix
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Okay. I'm glad to know that. How about seeding? You do any seeding?
We do seeding. We do both conventional type seeding, and we also have a hydro seeder.
What's a hydro seeder?
Well, basically, it's a truck with a tank on it that we mix water, seed, and a bonding agent together. And we got a hose with a big nozzle on it.
Yeah.
And we can spray that over a newly prepared seed bed, and it works great in most applications.
I've seen that where it's like a green all the way on top of it, like you almost like you painted it or something.
Right. Yeah. We just got through seeding. I don't know if you might have noticed the area would be on around the football field, particularly on County Road where you drive by the football field here in town. That whole area was hydroseeded last fall, probably in August or September, and it's nice and green today.
You got anything new coming up? Anything you want to share with the listeners? Anything new?
One of the new things that we're doing as a company is we are installing tank monitors in our customers' tanks, both on the propane and the liquid fuel side of our business. And it's kind of it's an advantage both for the customer as well as the company to have a monitor in that tank so that we can look on our computer, go online, look at our computer, and see how much fuel is in our customer's tank. It is an advantage for the company. It may save a trip to go out and check a tank, and as an advantage for the customer, has peace of mind to know that we can physically watch the level of fuel in his tank 24 hours a day.
Yep, that is very nice. That's very good. Anything else you got going?
I guess one of the other things that's coming in the industry, and we're trying to stay ahead of it, is the use of drones for crop spraying.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest use of a drone today would be for fungicide application in corn and soybeans in the summertime. We acquired one of those last year, and we've got a crew that works with applying fungicides and or other products. We've done some spraying in timber areas and that type of thing as well. We're kind of experimenting with that. So that's taken up and taken off, and looking forward to see where that goes.
Well, give me a little rundown on that drone thing. So you have a drone. How big is it?
It's about wingtip to wingtip. I believe it's 9 feet wide.
Ooh, okay.
And yeah,
it's a big drone,
right? And it's got a 30-liter tank on it.
30-liter.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'd be about, what, 9 gallons? Is that? Let's see.
30. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the conversion is exactly on that. But we spray like a 21-foot swath with that drone.
Yeah.
So the advantages of the drone would be that you can spray in tighter areas of a field, like if there's trees around the edges or if it's a smaller field, sometimes the airplane can't get to it.
Right.
The disadvantage to a drone is it's a lot slower than airplane application because, you know, you're taking a 21-foot swath. The drone has to come back to the unit to change batteries out. So it's quite a bit slower than the other processes, but
is it more expensive or less expensive?
It would be more expensive.
Okay.
But we can get to areas that an airplane can't get to with that.
Now with the airplanes, I suppose you contract that out?
We do.
Yeah. Do we have, do they fly out of our local airport?
No, they do not. They fly, from a county or two over, but they cover a tremendously wide area. Holdsworth Flying Service.
Chuck.
Right.
I graduated with Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the same age.
He takes care of us.
He does.
Yeah.
Is he actually flying now, or has he got people flying for him?
I don't think he does. He might, but I'm not sure.
I'll be done.
He's got a... I don't know how many airplanes they have, but they're pretty big business, and they take really good care of us.
That's great. Chuck, just a side note on Chuck. Do you know Chuck?
I've met him. Yeah. I don't know him real well.
Yeah. Well, when I was 15, he was 15. In fact, he was younger than me, but he was the only kid in our whole class in Calhoun. He had his own car, and he drove that car all over like he had a license. Never had a license. He never had a license. We jump in with Chuck, and we'd be all over the country, everywhere around Calhoun. And we'd go back roads and stuff. Never had a license. Drove this, you know, old car. I don't know how he got away with that, but he did it. Never got caught. He was he was a character, sure. But, well, is there anything you want to touch on before we wrap this interview up? Anything that's going on in the future that you want to say something about?
Well, I would just say that, you know, Tri-County FS is a grassroots company. We're owned by our customers, and we're local, obviously, serving our three-county area. We have the facilities and the people in place to do what we feel like is the best job that we can do for our customers. And, you know, the customer satisfaction is important to us. We know that we have to do a good job or the customer won't stay with us. So we strive to be the best, and that's kind of our vision, my vision for Tri-County FS is to be the best agricultural supplier in our Tri-County area.
Yes. You know what? We feel the same way here at WJBM, you know, and Tri-County, try to be the best. Of course, we're the only radio station, but you can listen to other radio stations. So we are competing, but we definitely want to take care of our customers and our listeners, and we want to be just like you guys, local, 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 and glad to have you as a partner with us here at WJBM.
Well, I guess one final thing I would like to say is I've only been living here in the community for a little over 3.5 years, my wife Susan and I, and we feel like Jerseyville is our favorite place that we've lived
of at. All the places you've lived.
Right.
And it's been a bunch of them.
It's, yeah. And it's, everybody's been very welcoming and friendly, and it just, it feels like home here.
But I want to add this. It's not only Jerseyville, but you can go to Calhoun and you can go to Greene County, Carrollton.
Absolutely. Every,
we're all like this. We're absolutely. All in it together, for sure.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Well, Jim, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you around.
All righty.